This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, here at home, looking at what's happening in Ukraine, this has brought the Republican neocons out of the woodwork. And they're agitating for escalation. And they want some U.S. military involvement. The same people who brought us the Iraq War and a 20-year occupation of Afghanistan that ended last year in a chaotic U.S. withdrawal would now like us to go to war with Russia, a nuclear power, over Ukraine. Why? Well, partly because they're reacting emotionally to the war, which is understandable up to a point. But mostly they would like to leverage a military conflict with Russia to regain control of the Republican Party, whose voters seem to have become deeply disillusioned with foreign interventions and with the neocons who peddled them to the American people in the first place. Which is interesting that this is the way they want to go, because, you know, they're trying to regain control by doing the same thing. It's the typical thing. Insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. Now, just consider who's calling for an escalation with Russia. First, you've got Representative Adam Kinzinger, an ever-Trump hack who spent some of the last few days posting misinformation about the war on Twitter. Over the weekend, calling for the United States to impose a no-fly zone over Ukraine. Now, doing that means that we actually put planes in the air over the Ukraine, and then they come into contact with Russian planes. So somehow the analysis of people like Kinzinger never gets past the part where we shoot down a Russian MiG-29. And that's what a no-fly zone would mean. The U.S. would have to shoot down Russian warplanes, and Russian warplanes would very likely do the same to us. We would be in a shooting war with Russia before the no-fly zone was even established. Now, to his credit, Senator Marco Rubio flatly rejected the idea, saying that would mean World War III. But even the Biden White House, which rarely misses the chance to fall for a bad idea, they dismissed Kinzinger's as an insane notion. But it's not just nobody Republicans like Kinzinger saying this stuff. Then we have Senator Roger Wicker also endorsed the idea of creating a no-fly zone over Ukraine. He told the Huffington Post on Monday, which why he was talking to them is beyond me, clearly in the absence of a UN resolution which Russia would veto, a strong coalition of like-minded nations should step in and seriously consider this. Now, Wicker, who, you know, it's not like hearing about, Grassley or McConnell, but he's not a backbencher. He will likely become the next top Republican on the Senate Armed Services Committee after Senator Jim Inhofe resigns later this year. Joining Wicker in this loose talk is former NATO Supreme Commander and retired U.S. Air Force General Philip Breedlove, who's also called for a no-fly zone in Ukraine. Now, the no-fly zone isn't the only terrible idea being bandied about by establishment Republicans and former generals. On Sunday, Senator Rob Portman, an Ohio Republican and a member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, said on Meet the Press that we should right away bring Ukraine and other countries like Georgia into NATO. Now, bringing Ukraine into NATO, a mutual defense treaty, we would, of course, trigger Article 5. And this obligates all NATO members to come to the defense of a member that's under attack. And in this case, this would mean the U.S. going to war with Russia. And that would be the best case scenario for Ukraine. Ukrainian President Zelensky has called on the West for arms and aid and asked NATO to close the skies. And I understand why he would want a no-fly zone over his country or NATO troops to attack Russian forces. It doesn't make sense for us to entertain the idea or even for U.S. politicians and former generals to talk about it seriously in public. Unless, of course, these politicians see an opportunity, which some of them no doubt do. If the last 5 or 6 years have revealed anything about American politics, is that the Republican Party is no longer controlled by the neocon establishment. Donald Trump took the party from the neocons, and he did so partly by insisting during the 2016 primaries that the GOP have an honest reckoning about the Iraq and Afghanistan wars. No other candidate besides Senator Rand Paul wanted to talk about that. And that's because no one wanted to criticize George W. Bush or admit that going to war in the Middle East in the vain hope of spreading democracy was in retrospect a horrible idea. But Trump forced the issue and, to his credit, won the nomination partly on that basis. It was something Republican voters wanted and needed, which was confronting the folly of those wars was the only way to move forward as a party. But now the neocons are back, and if only for a moment, they'd like you to consider the idea that we shoot down some Russian warplanes or annex Ukraine into NATO or do any number of other reckless and provocative things to get us into a war with Russia. And they want to be the ones to lead that effort. And understand that these aren't just stupid ideas from small-minded people. It's part of a larger, desperate bid for relevance. A last-ditch attempt to regain influence in the GOP. Influence that these people long ago squandered and should never get back. At all, ever. This is one of these moments where, I don't know, I sit here and I look at these guys and everything, and I'm just wondering if they didn't get the memo. I don't understand if he did not get the memo. And if they did get it, they didn't read it. And that really, truly is what it's all about. It's about relevance. It isn't about leadership. It isn't about result. It's about who do we think is, you know, large and in charge. My State Senator, Lindsey Graham, Senior Senator of South Carolina. The other day when we had a chance to defeat a bunch of things in the Senate, which would have meant that it would not have gone forward and it would have been dead, where we had the majority because a bunch of Democrats are out currently, he was in the UK meeting with Boris Johnson. So he wasn't there to vote. Why wasn't he there to vote? Lindsey Graham is not a statesman at all. I mean, right now he's out there floating around this idea of assassinating Putin. He's saying things like, the only way this ends is if we assassinate Putin. Who's we? Who are you talking about? We do not need to be in this. We do not need to be drawn in this. And we certainly don't need to go in this just so a few politicians on the Republican side can regain the relevance that they squandered at all. As soon as we get an American interest involved in this, let me know. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frank's Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. It is a tale as old as time. If President Joe Biden has given a major speech, he's going to lie about the firearm industry and the Second Amendment. Just like clockwork. The president rattled off his favorite laundry list of gun control requests and included several falsehoods in his first State of the Union address to the American people. The president and his handlers continue to peddle the lies, even as a record number of Americans are lawfully buying guns and support for more gun control erodes. He's already been fact-checked as wrong so many times, I don't even know if it matters anymore. There's the Associated Press rated the president false on it, on the only industry in America claim. He has a favorite line that he repeats. Look, repeal the liability shield. It makes gun manufacturers the only industry that can't be sued. He's talking about the PLCAA, the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act. And that was bipartisan legislation signed by Bush that simply codifies bedrock principles of tort law. The PLCAA bars lawsuits against members of the firearm industry from lawsuits seeking to blame them for the criminal misuse by remote third persons of lawfully sold non-defective firearms. Non-defective firearms. The AP rebuked his claim, or his lack of truth, with his claim, while gun manufacturers do have legal protections from being held liable for injuries caused by criminal misuse of their weapons, thanks to the 2005 Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act, they're not exempt or immune from being sued. In fact, they are under the same kind of thing as anybody out there, as far as that goes. If they build something that blows up, that doesn't run, that is a waste of money, that's unsafe, yeah, they sue them all day. Even the Washington Post included the president's false claim in their fact check of the speech. They said Biden's language is too sweeping. Gun manufacturers can certainly be sued. The 2005 law does not guarantee blanket immunity. Few industries have federal liability immunity, but Biden is wrong to say gun manufacturers are alone. Now, it's not new for the Washington Post to rebuff this claim by the president. They did it last month after the president's New York City appearance when he included the same untruthful claim on the criminal misuse of firearms. CNN declared him wrong. PolitiFact has declared him wrong. And now there's no excuse. So every time they say that, and actually, there was no excuse after the first time, but I mean, every time they say that now, they're just knowingly lying to you to peddle more gun control. His speechwriters and press handlers do not like him going off script. He did it anyway about firearms and made a remarkable error about what the Second Amendment represents, especially given the current invasion by Russian President Vladimir Putin into Ukraine. He called for a ban on so-called assault weapons with high-capacity magazines that hold up to 100 rounds. And he followed this demand by asking, "Do you think the deer are wearing Kevlar vests?" So, the president, who should know better, apparently he believes, mistakenly, that the Second Amendment has anything to do with deer hunting. It doesn't. This only demonstrates how out of touch the administration is with Americans worried about surging crime in their own communities, but more so with the current bloodshed and violence taking place in Ukraine and the uniquely American right to keep and bear arms. And he called again for the ban on the modern sporting rifle, which is, I don't know why we use that term for that gun. I prefer to think of them as personal defense weapons. That's what the way the Department of Homeland Security says it. But, you know, they're talking about the AR-15. He vilifies them as assault weapons, as it is gun control's favored loaded description in so-called high-capacity magazines, while mainstream media, left-wing political pundits, and gun control politicians have praised the Ukraine government for arming their citizens. You know, they're trying to ban this while they're actually using, quote, weapons of war, end quote, and handing them out to just regular old people in the Ukraine. And they like it on the left. So the duplicity of denying gun rights to American citizens and lauding the bravery of Ukrainians defending their homeland is sort of staggering. Now, among the most appalling lines from the president's speech was when he tried to rewrite history and convince the American people the Democratic Party stands for funding the police. Because for 2 years, only in his area, only in Democratic areas, did their party slash police budgets and leave Americans unsafe in their communities. Millions have since purchased guns to protect themselves and their families from violent criminals. President Biden spoke of a horrible tragedy in New York City that struck the nation. He said, I visited the New York City Police Department days after the funerals of Officer Wilbert Mora and his partner, Officer Jason Rivera. They responded to a 911 call when a man shot and killed them with a stolen gun. Let's come together to protect our communities, restore trust, and hold law enforcement accountable. Now, the man was a known criminal with a mile-long criminal history who was out on probation from a 2003 felony conviction. In the 13 lines he devoted to this horrible murder and the countless others across the nation, he said nothing about holding criminals to account for their crimes or urging prosecutors to get tough on crime. He also included more throwaway lines about, you know, full of falsehoods. He's attempted to appease national gun control groups that have grown frustrated because America is rejecting increased gun control. His gun control plans from his address once again show his administration isn't serious about the real problems facing America, including crime. His willingness to repeat lies is nothing more than an attempt to rob you of your rights. And he knowingly is lying about it. I mean, I know he's headed to Delaware for the weekend to have some more. That's probably where his favorite ice cream place is. He loves the ice cream. But, I don't understand how you can go to some place that's a memorial for two officers shot by a criminal and say we need to hold police accountable. Hold them for what? Yes, we hold police accountable. Yes, we do need to do that. But what are you talking about? What were you there for? Oh, yeah, I forgot. We're talking about Joe Biden. My bad. Sorry. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As war rages on in Ukraine, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said he finally had the chance to speak to President Joe Biden, but it's unfortunate it didn't happen earlier.
If I spoke with Biden, President Biden, yes, I think yesterday or day before yesterday, I don't remember. We have good contact. I can tell the truth. And it's a pity that it began after the beginning of this war, but we have it, and I'm my appreciation.
The Ukrainian leader continued to ask for help, adding that the whole world has been late with Ukraine.
President Biden will host the head of Siemens USA at the White House to announce the company will create 300 new jobs in California and Texas in a $54 million expansion of its manufacturing facilities. The president will also announce updates to the Buy American Act, which sets requirements for determining whether products bear the label of being made in the USA. This is USA Radio News. The Supreme Court has given a new decision on the Boston Bomber. And with that story, here's USA Radio's Lance Pride.
The Boston Bomber is back on death row. The Supreme Court on Friday reinstated the death penalty for 2013 Boston Bomber Jahar Sanariv. The 6-3 decision reversed a federal appeals court ruling that had voided the death penalty in the case. Justice Thomas delivered the opinion of the court.
The Biden administration is considering once again extending the freeze on federal student loan payments and interest for roughly 40 million Americans before it expires at the beginning of May. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain said the president is going to look at what we should do on student debt before the pause expires. Monthly payments and interest have been suspended on the vast majority of federal student loans since March of 2020 when Congress passed the CARES Act. The payment pause applies only to student loans that are held directly by the Education Department, which compromise the vast majority of the $1.7 trillion of outstanding student loan debt. This is USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now I'm going to read you this. This is verbatim. This is coming from a guy. What's this cat's name? What's this boy, this fellow's name? His name is Abdi Nor Iftin. Don't know very much about him. But he wants to look at things through his lens. So this is his story. This is his. These are his thoughts. Think about the lasting effects gun violence can have on Americans. That brief moment when someone opens fire at a school, a restaurant, or in the mall, and people die while others are traumatized by what they hear or see. Shootings over the last years have sparked a debate on gun control in the United States. But how do we start a debate about global gun control to put pressure on someone like Putin to stop waging wars on innocent people? At this writing, Russia's powerful army surrounds Ukraine cities and towns, apparently shooting indiscriminately. I think of those who have to flee their homes of many years. Besides sending prayers and love to Ukraine, everyone everywhere should start talking about demilitarizing the world. Or guns will undoubtedly kill many more millions in many more cities. The images coming from Ukraine immediately brought back traumatizing memories of my personal experiences. In 2007, I was living in Mogadishu when Russian-made 2S-19 tanks, driven by Ethiopian forces, showered the city with indiscriminate shelling. The excuse was they wanted to democratize Somalia and remove radical Islamic groups from our country. The Somalis believed it was revenge against Somalia's invasion of Ethiopia in the Bloody War of 1977, popularly known as the Ogaden War. Soviet Union was a major sponsor of this war. I was not around when the 1977 war happened. My parents were. I was an adult when the Russian-made tanks rolled into my city, flattening neighborhoods, displacing people and causing one of the largest refugee populations in modern history. I was one of the refugees forced to flee my country. Watching the Ukrainians head for their borders, I feel the trauma this will have on them for the rest of their lives. In wars, only two things can happen. Lives end or are changed forever. The invasion of Ukraine is one of the newest conflicts in Europe, and meanwhile other parts of the world, including Afghanistan, Syria, Yemen, Libya, and Palestine, have lived with a scale of slaughter unleashed by industrial and technological war. When people are caught up in conflicts, the mental health effects are serious and enduring. Post-traumatic stress disorder, depression, anxiety, and other stress-related conditions emerge, and these can have a lifelong intergenerational impact. We watch the Ukrainians cross borders for their safety. We see the world coming together to help those fleeing. But I also see people taking the trauma of war with them across the border, as I did 13 years ago when I escaped Somalia's brutal wars and entered Kenya to become a refugee. For displaced Ukrainians, life will not go on as usual. The struggle from here will include trauma preying on them even as they resettle in other countries. Crude estimates suggest that when one person is killed directly in a war, nine will also be killed indirectly. The deliberate targeting of Ukrainians by Russians will produce generations that will be killed indirectly. Soon, we may not pay much attention to Ukraine. We will go on with our lives as usual, and this may be what Vladimir Putin wants. And meanwhile, his attacks will continue contributing to conflict-related deaths, of which more than 190 million were reported in the 20th century alone. And this number is about one quarter of the current population of Europe. How many more will the war in Ukraine and future wars kill? It's time for the world's citizens, despite their different nationalities and languages, to come together and talk about disarming big powers before they burn our planet with their weapons of mass destruction. I would love to know who thought this was a good idea to publish this. Because here's the thing about this. Who does this guy think he is? And where does he think this is going to happen? Everything that he was talking about, when he was talking about the millions had been killed in war over the 20th century, that was all caused by fascists and Nazis and communists. This wasn't happening anywhere where there was stability. Certainly wasn't happening because of us. Yeah, we were in World War II, and we did fight and win, but then we brought peace with that. Like it or not, and while he's out there, there's a big difference between what happens in crime and what happens in combat, and the idea that this guy. And the reason I'm talking about this is because I find this indicative about the know-nothings that try to run your life on a daily basis in politics. The problem here is, one, he has no context to put this in. He's talking about what happens here in crime, in drug deals, in rampage shootings. He's taking all of that, lumping it together, because it's all involved with guns. And in the interim, not only would he disarm the bad guys as he sees them, which he looks at Putin, he sees some bad guys, he looks at people that have been armed by the Soviets, finds them to be bad guys. He wants to disarm everybody. If it had not been for weapons, and if it had not been for wars, and if it had not been for nations like the United States, for example, and, Western Europe, America or, you know, the world will still be having these kinds of purges that kill people all over the place indiscriminately. China, Russia, the Nazis. So, you know, I'm sitting here. I'm when I was looking at this, I was like, I have never seen such a bunch of claptrap in my life. I'm almost sorry to have called attention to it, but this is the kind of mindset and the kind of people that are out there making, trying to make policy right now today. You know, in California, where they just had this shooting in Sacramento, and they're like, what have we done? What's the loophole we left this time? You left no loophole there. You left no loophole. You are concentrating on the tool. You got to look at the people that want to use them. There is no moral high ground for someone to go out there. And in the case of Sacramento, this guy killed three daughters of his and a chaperone and himself. And, you know, I guess the question would become, would it have been better for these people, for the, you know, like this cat here? Would it have been better for them if this guy had beaten them to death with a ball bat? Would that have been a better thing? He probably would have said it's not even relatable because ball bats are not made to kill people. Except the problem here, son, is that they were used to kill people. You're missing the point of what is the weapon in most of these things, even in armed conflict, and that is the mind. The mind is the weapon. And if you don't get out there and deal with the people that are bringing this to the forefront and trying to make this happen, well, you're missing the point. Absolutely, you are missing the point. And, well, don't have time to spend with you. Just wanted to call that to your attention. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
First, we decide where we want to go.
Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, I made reference to what happened in Sacramento. Let's talk about this a little bit because California's got it all. California has all the gun control that anybody could want. They have gun violence restraining orders, ammunition background checks, regular background checks, assault weapon bans. You can only buy one gun a month. All this, they've got everything. They are a May issue state. If you live in parts of Northern California and such, you can probably get a gun permit pretty easily. And if you live in the big cities, if you contribute enough to the sheriff's reelection campaign, you probably get one too. But when it comes to gun control, not all supporters are going to be the same. Because if you look at it, there's actually a fairly small group of hardcore anti-gun activists who are committed and devoted to their cause. They really believe everything they're saying, everything they're hearing, and that kind of stuff. But most folks who say they're in favor of more restrictions on guns are like that guy I was just talking about just now, because they don't pay too much attention to details in any specific legislation. They're living in the land of unicorns and, rainbows. These soft supporters of gun control tend to just blindly accept the claims of the anti-gun zealots that each new common sense gun safety regulation is going to make us all safer. But a horrific shooting in Sacramento in which a father murdered his own children and a custodial guardian before killing himself should lead those supporters to question how effective even the harshest gun control laws are at preventing shocking and heartbreaking crimes like this. Which is to say, not at all. Now, this was familicide. This was not a rampage killing. It was not a mass killing. It was familicide, which is the more inconceivable of these type of attacks for me, because I can't see attacking my own family. father who fatally shot his three daughters and a man at a California church this week. Repeatedly threatened to kill his estranged girlfriend and scared their girls so much they cried. One of his own daughters, in fear, bit off her own fingernails, according to a restraining order that was supposed to keep him away from the guns and the bullets. But that didn't work. The restraining order, after all, is just a piece of paper. Because he's still out there. He has freedom of movement. He can go where he wants. He can find what he wants. And they did a lot of things here on the honor system. So David Moore, a 39-year-old, he had both of those things when he showed up Monday for a supervised visit with his daughters, ages 13, 10, and 9. He shot them, the chaperone that he and his ex-girlfriend had agreed could oversee the weekly visits, and then he shot himself. And remember this about ammunition and guns. You only need one, and you only need enough ammunition to kill who you're going to try to kill. It's not like when I'm going out there going, I need two cases. No. A box of 50 will do. So it's what they're describing is what they're describing. They think this is prohibiting or stopping. That's a pipe dream. The violence at the church in Sacramento, a non-denominational Christian place of worship, raised troubling questions for the California politicians. How did Moore get a gun? Should his arrest a week earlier on felony charges have prompted postponement of his visitation? And what pushed him over the edge to commit such a heinous act 2 days before his middle daughter turned 11? Now, he had a 5-year restraining order barring him from possessing firearms. And on a court document he submitted, he denied having any. Which they did not investigate that claim. And moreover, his ex-girlfriend who had lived with him and their daughters didn't believe he had any firearms, and they didn't seek what's known as a red flag restraining order. Which even that would have not worked and stopped this guy. If he didn't have a gun beforehand and acquired one after the restraining order was issued, then California's laws requiring universal background checks and a 10-day waiting period clearly failed to prevent him from illegally getting a hold of a gun. So all of their stuff was no impediment to him at all. And this shooting... Because we only look at this when there's a shooting and when the emotions are high and when we think that we can get something out of this. This prompted promises from California state lawmakers to look for gaps in what advocates say are already the nation's strictest gun regulations. Democratic Assemblyman Mike Gibson, he said, how did this happen? Is there a loophole in law that we need to correct? Democratic State Senator Susan Rubio said, "With the legal system failed, we need to do better." She also noted that the lawmakers tightened visitation requirements and the state's domestic violence law last year. But she said the slaying show we have more work to do. Law enforcement, judges, advocates, and legislators need to work together to close the gaps in the legal system. How about maybe you recognize that gun control laws don't stop a killer who's intent on killing somebody from carrying out their murderous plans? And let's take the gun out of the equation for just a second. If they're still going to murder somebody, does it matter in California what they're using? Because it shouldn't. Because once again, the common denominator here in these types of cases is the killer, not what he used. Now, I have no idea what the investigation will uncover in terms of how Moore was able to get his hands on a gun and ammunition despite a restraining order barring him from possessing either. But there's a number of possibilities. Moore could have simply lied to the court about not having a gun. But he could have also obtained one on the black market by theft or even making one himself. So what's the loophole that needs to be corrected? Should every subject of a restraining order have their homes and vehicles searched for firearms, even if there's no evidence that they're illegally possessing a gun? Because then you have a Fourth Amendment lawsuit waiting to happen. In fact, there's no gun control law that would have prevented this horrific crime from taking place. Or any one of its type like this. There's no law that is going to make this not happen. They had an opportunity when he's arrested on a felony charge of assaulting a law enforcement officer a week before the killing. And I'd love to know if Sacramento is one of those places where they have bail reform or a Sorosian DA. Don't know that yet. Given these charges, though, as well as the restraining order and the threats of violence against his ex, wouldn't you think that when they were taken, I mean, was none of this brought up? Ah, so you attacked a cop, huh? Yeah, okay. You gonna do it again? No? Free to go. He got, he lost control of his car, and California Highway Patrol said he was displaying signs and symptoms of being under the influence of alcohol or drugs. According to the CHP, then an altercation began. He allegedly struck and tried to gain control over the officer during the altercation. But a bunch of other officers and sheriff's deputies responded to the scene, and he was arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence and assaulting a peace officer. He was taken to the hospital for evaluation, and he allegedly assaulted an emergency worker. He was later booked into Merced County Jail on suspicion of driving under the influence, battery against a police officer, and resisting and other things. He was arrested on February 22nd, bailed out of jail just 2 days later on the evening of February 28th. He brutally murdered his own children and the guardian that was supposed to monitor his visit with his three daughters before he took his own life. And there's not a gun control law out there that would have stopped him from illegally obtaining a gun and ammo on the black market if he wanted them. That's why it exists. Coming up next, hour number three, we're going to talk to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Texas Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with XS's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, XS has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with XS Sights.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.